Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to The Bubbling Adventure, a podcast all about kids and how positive education and conscious parenting can impact their entire life as well as society. I am your host, Julie, and each Thursday we are having conversations with guests on different themes, and our aim is to have open discussions, share different points of view, and learn in a non-judgmental way. Today, our guest Pascal shares her wisdom on how to find balance with mental charge, understand yourself better, and thrive at life for yourself and your family. Pascal is a relationship and confidence coach and author of the book How to Be Happy in Life and Love, A Guide to Living the Life You Deserve. As a former social worker and relate-trained counselor, she really understands the impact of learning to show up in all our relationships with confidence and healthy expectations of ourselves and others. I hope you will enjoy this episode. If you do, please make sure to spread the love and share it with someone who will benefit from it. You can also write a review if you're listening from Apple Podcasts. Click on the 5-star button on Spotify and join us on Instagram at The Bubbling Adventure for daily positive education content. But without further ado, let's begin.
Papa, papa, en faisant cette chanson.
Maman, papa.
Hi Pascal, how are you today?
I'm good, Julie, thank you.
Thank you for being here. Could you please introduce yourself to the audience?
Sure. So I'm Pascal Lane. I'm a relationship and confidence coach based in London. And I work with women, predominantly mums, but not exclusively, to help them raise their self-confidence, improve their relationships, mostly their relationships with themselves, because I passionately believe that when we are working on ourselves and improving ourselves, then everything around us improves.
Definitely, that sounds great. And so you were a social worker before that. Is it something similar that you're doing now still? Is it like, was this always your vocation? How did you get here?
So, yes, I was a social worker for 18 years, both as a qualified and unqualified social worker. I started when I was in my very early 20s, around about 21, 22. And yeah, have always felt an absolute pull towards helping people. I didn't really know at that age when I first started really what I was getting myself in for, mostly because I was just so young myself. But as I grew through my career and my career developed and I obviously changed, I realized that there's so much work to be done, particularly around, you know, like I said, the work that we do on ourselves and the impact that has on everything around us. So from a social work perspective, seeing how wounded mothers and fathers go on then to recreate these situations in their own family life when they have their own children, and how that's been a replication of what they have experienced often throughout their childhood. So as my career progressed, and I started to really get to the point where I wasn't, like, my social work profession was absolutely fantastic and I'm incredibly grateful for every opportunity that I had, but it wasn't quite what I wanted to be doing. So I trained as a therapist. I first of all trained as an attachment-based therapist, which is kind of like the foundation of social work in a way as well, which is, you know, really understanding your primary years and your experience with your primary caregiver, usually mum, but obviously not exclusively mum, and how that then informs kind of all of your later relationships and your self-worth and your confidence and what have you. So that was life-changing for me. And then I eventually gave up my social work career to do counselling and therapy full time. I trained with Relate as a relationship counsellor. And then, you know, just through that work, then realised that I didn't quite have the balance right. I didn't really enjoy social work because I found it quite punitive in many ways. And I wasn't giving the support to the families that I wanted to, or the support to the women that I wanted to. And therapy is fantastic, but is sometimes, it didn't feel quite right as well. So I went into life coaching and then became a relationship and confidence coach, really then being able to draw on all of my experience and my knowledge and my own personal experience to then create a system with my clients whereby we are working therapeutically, but also working towards the bigger goal, which ultimately is happiness, fulfillment, confidence, a thriving life for themselves and their family.
That's amazing that you got to bring all of that experience that you built throughout the years, and I'm sure it was still very helpful in what you're doing now, because you literally had experience talking to so many people, helping them. And yeah, I guess also as, you know, facilitator, mediator, sometimes as a social worker, probably. And also that work that you said that you learned about the primary style of attachment, I think that is incredible. And did you learn a lot about yourself as well when studying all of these subjects?
Yeah, I mean, absolutely. Absolutely. And that all happened really around about the time that I was having my own children as well. So there was a whole kind of cascade of learning going on for me at that time. And yeah, just, you know, me wanting to be the best parent that I could be to my children. And, you know, a lot of that, and this will, you know, I'm sure relate to your audience as well. You know, we want to give our children our very best. And in order to do that, I think we need to dig deep in ourselves and work out, actually understand ourselves best or better, and improve ourselves to the best ability that we can. I mean, you know, we're all a work in progress. We're all living and learning each day. But yeah, I learned loads about myself, and it's lovely to be able to be at this stage, being able to watch my children grow and watch them figuring it all out as well, and watching them grow and develop develop their confidence and their personal beliefs and their values as well. So yeah, absolutely. I find it fascinating. Absolutely fascinating.
Yeah, that's a beautiful journey. And yeah, I imagine also when, you know, you're now seeing your kids, it's just, it's great. It's like the full circle. So that's amazing. And in terms of, you said that most of your clients are women, and then quite a lot of mother in the lot as well. What are some, I guess, reasons why, you know, women especially maybe, or just your clients, have a need to talk or receive help?
I think as women, And I can only really speak for women because mm-hmm. I'm a woman and my clients are, like I say, mostly women. I think we grow up with a huge responsibility in terms of feeling like we have to do it all and be it all. And we're at a really interesting point in time now, particularly now, but over the last kind of 20 years or so, where women in the workplace is obviously like growing, our role in the workplace is thriving. Mm-hmm. And yet we are still nurturers. We are still the ones that not only obviously bear the children, but do the majority of the childcare, do the majority of the domestic stuff around the home, and do the responsibility of organizing and caring for our children, maybe our parents, maybe, you know, loved ones. And on top of that, still have to manage a career and prioritize what our jobs look like, prioritize delivering the best service to our clients or whatever. And that is an enormous task. And so what happens, certainly with the ladies that come to me, is that they're burning out. They're at risk of burnout. They are exhausted, and they are so used to prioritizing maybe everybody else's needs above their own that they've forgotten to look after themselves. And so it's about finding the balance and really trying to work out what that is about. And is that a practical issue? Which, yeah, there's definitely a practical element to it in terms of time and earning money and, you know, doing the care and what have you. But there's also a huge emotional aspect to that about how, as women, we prioritize ourselves and what we feel that we are deserving of and what we think we are worth, and where we see ourselves in the line of importance compared to everybody else.
Yeah, that's very inspiring. I think it's definitely true. I hear a lot from women more than men, the feeling of guilt, a lot of guilt, and, you know, just always wondering, am I doing enough? Am I really there for my kids? Am I really there at work? And you just, a lot of people feel like they're split. It's like a split personality and you're never fully present, I guess. So this is very interesting. And so how is there anything, like, do you have like a way to go? Is there a different, I don't know, like to deal with something so serious? How many sessions does that take? Like, what are the steps?
So my work, I work in a 4-month coaching package, and that's usually a good enough time to do the work that we need to do. And the steps are obviously going to be individual to the person that I'm working with, but inevitably we end up at the beginning of their story, and actually understanding that, because once we really understand how their sense of self comes about, then everything kind of makes a lot more sense. So it's not to say that all of my clients have suffered from trauma, because they haven't. But it is about understanding where you fitted into your family life, how you observed the relationships around you, even just to kind of like simplify it to an extent, you know, looking at your parents' relationship and what that looked like. Was that a loving relationship? Was that a hostile relationship? How did you view that? How did you view love? How did you view your mum's role in the home? Where did you fit in? Did you feel seen? Did you feel heard? Did you feel appreciated? Did you feel loved? Or did you feel like you were an inconvenience and an annoyance? And, you know, really starting to understand where your story begins lays such an enormous foundation for how then you fit into adult life and how you fit into your romantic relationships and your peer relationships and your work relationships and your body image. And, you know, it all, you know, so I was having a conversation with somebody the other day, and we were having, you know, a very similar conversation. And I was saying, you know, you seemed, I was talking about kind of like the benefits of what happens when we do the self-work, and the benefits not just to our relationships, but to our emotional well-being and to our physical well-being and to our bank balance and all of this. And she was saying, God, how on earth do you get all of that done in 4 months? And I said, well, we don't set about doing that. You know, we don't set about at the very beginning achieving all of these things. But what happens is that once you start to understand your own behaviors and you start to understand your own patterns and you start to prioritize yourself, then actually everything just naturally, it just unfolds from there, because you start to see how your behavior in one area of life is the same going on in so many other areas of your life. So as you start to work on yourself and you grow as a person, then you naturally start to improve all of the other areas of your life.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
That's very interesting. It feels like it's about opening Pandora's box, and then there's a lot of things coming. But so, yeah, once you notice and once you're able to observe what happened, so for example, you know, your family dynamic and everything that you mentioned at the beginning, is just, for example, noticing is going to help, or is there anything that you have to do with these observations?
I think understanding it, noticing it and understanding it is a big part of it. Yes, there will be other things that we will do along the way. And I have as part of my model of work, I have a little self-study course that my clients can do alongside if they want to. It's something that I give them as part of our package of work, and the exercises that we do there do help to unravel quite a lot. And there are exercises that we will do there around kind of self-esteem and self-confidence, and you know, but the main part of the work is always in the talking. It's always in being able to almost, I mean, it's not having a bird's eye view, because we're always too close to have a bird's eye view, but almost giving them the space within our sessions to be able to look at it either from a different perspective. So we can have a topic that we are talking about, a situation that we're talking about, maybe a family situation that we're talking about, and then in kind of picking that apart and really exploring what that was about, whether that was a single situation or whether that was just a kind of a culture within that family, starting to really understand that and then being able to not intellectualize it, because it's not about intellectualizing it, but it's just about understanding it and being able to know, because it's also about what we choose to hold on to and what we choose to let go of. And sometimes we hold on to things because we don't understand them. We can't really make sense of it. But once we are able to make sense of it, we're able to let it go. And so that's very powerful as well.
No, that's very interesting. Thanks for sharing that. I also feel that for a lot of women, they feel like they have to keep the balance, like everything is on their shoulder, and so they're trying to not upset, you know, anyone. And I can only imagine that this type of exercises requires, like, you have to be very brave to be able to go through that, because some changes are coming after that, right? Depending on what they choose to let go of or hold on to, as you mentioned, there's probably some dynamic changes and logistics changes as well, which might impact the family, which obviously is for the better, because as a mother, as we know, kids model everything that we do. So you have to, if you show that you're choosing yourself first and doing self-care and really investing on your happiness, I think it's something very positive. But I feel like for a lot of women, it still feels like it's really hard to do, and you just don't want to rock the boats too much. Any thoughts on that?
Yeah, it's difficult, and that will of course depend also on your relationship and how it's how you value yourself in that relationship and where you stand and whether your relationship is equal or not. I mean, when you work on yourself, your relationship will change. I mean, there's no doubt about it, otherwise there's no point in doing the work. So the relationship will change, and then depending on the individual dynamics of that relationship, obviously it will hopefully improve, right? As you start then to address the balance, because you're right, we try to keep it balanced, but in actually us keeping it balanced so that our shoulders aren't tipping in either direction, usually actually it means that we're doing more of the work than our partner. And so it's about delegating. I mean, it's complicated, because it's easy to say, well, you just delegate and you just give more to your partner. But actually, a lot of the time, there's either resistance from the partner that they don't want to do it, or there's resistance from the women, because actually they feel like if they are delegating and they're not doing it all, and I'm really guilty of this. So I can speak from my own experience of this. I would love for my partner to do more and help more and, you know, address that balance. But also in me, I also recognize that in giving some of that away, it makes me feel like I'm not doing it properly, like I should be able to manage. And my head knows that that's impossible. But, you know, if we're talking about, you know, like childcare is a really good example. Like I love that my husband is really hands-on with my children, but I also want to be doing everything to do with them. So, you know, we have to recognize where the boundary starts and where the boundary stops, and what is right and what is fair, and what is actually just an emotion. And this is, you know, this is why it's so complicated, because mm-hmm. we can be practical and we can be logical, but we are also very, very emotional. And so to strike that balance, there is no one size fits all. It's really down to what works for the individual woman, what works for the couple, what works for the family, and then trying to tease out what it actually means to give some of that over and what that looks like.
Right. Yes. And also, obviously, it's a journey, right? It's,
yeah,
it's always, you know, I think sometimes you can easily fall back into old patterns, but then once you're aware, it's so much easier to realize it and get out of it faster. And it's a little bit, I feel like it's a little bit like when you meditate, sometimes your mind wanders, but the more you practice, the easier it is to just focus back and bring it back to, yeah. So I think it's a little bit the same. It happens, and it's not a failure to, you know, having a week where you're controlling more and more hands-on, and then you're going to realize it, and then you can just assess as you go. So I really like the idea of progress rather than perfection.
We never, ever aim for perfection. No, that's a futile goal.
It is. It's not a thing. It doesn't exist. And yeah, it wouldn't even be worth it, right? Because it's too one note.
Yeah, and too hard to maintain as well.
Yeah. I feel most of the time the hardest is the expectations that we have on ourselves. Like, that's the hardest thing to attain. So yeah, I guess it's good when you're just doing the work, getting through it. And I guess there's also a lot of very interesting books about this subject. Any that you would recommend? I know that I've read, for example, A Radical Awakening from Dr. Shefali, that is all about rewiring your life and asking a lot of questions about absolutely every aspect of life, whether it's relationship, motherhood, marriage, and how you fit into society, and also ask a lot of questions about your childhood and things like that. So it's quite, for me at least, it was quite an emotional read. But I think as you go, I was reading one chapter and then really taking the time to think about it and then going to the next chapter. So I think there's a lot of great, great resources nowadays. But is there anything that you would recommend in particular?
Well, I have my own book.
Oh, perfect. We'll link it.
Which I feel like I need to, as you very naturally segued me into that. I would actually like the details on that book. I haven't heard of that book. That book sounds really good that you're just talking about. So my book is How to Be Happy in Life and Love, A Guide to Living the Life You Deserve. And it, does something quite similar, looking at, I mean, my book is kind of like a life coaching package in a book, really. It covers all of the areas that I cover with my clients, really looking at the beginning of your story and then working through to your relationships and your communication and confidence, your friendship network, your tribe. That's really important as well. And also just being, you know, being forgiving of yourself and knowing that we don't get it right all the time, and that's part of the learning journey as well. And that's part of the important lesson that we teach our children, is that it's not going to be right, it's not going to be perfect, we're all going to make mistakes. So yeah, but I mean, I've read loads and loads of books. I read quite a lot of, obviously, personal development books, and I read quite mm-hmm. a lot of spiritual books as well. I can't really, I've got so many, I wouldn't even know where to start. One of the books that I always come back to, which I absolutely love, which I'm sure you'll be really familiar with, is The Universe Has Got Your Back by Gabby Bernstein. Mm-hmm. I that book always really grounds me, to be honest, always kind of brings me back to a place of calm and I find it very warm, and I find it a very humbling book. I've read it so many times. I love it.
That's great. Yeah, we'll put the links of everything that we talk about in the show notes so that everyone can have a look, as well as everything about Pascal and where you can find her on social media, as well as her website, of course. Is there any last advice that we'd like to share?
Yeah, I mean, I just think really just do the work. I think everybody can benefit from personal development work, like literally without exception. And I don't believe, well, certainly in my world and in my tribe, my community, personal development is very normal. It's a very, very widely accepted part of life. But I suppose there are still people out there that maybe stigma is a bit too strong a word, but think that they either don't need it, or actually worse than not feeling that they don't, that they need it, feel that they can just kind of power through. This is just something that this is just something that happens in life, and I just got to kind of like suck it up and get on with it. And mm-hmm. and that's even worse than not thinking you need it, because then it's like, you know that you need it, but you don't feel, and this comes back to the whole self-worth thing, you don't feel like you deserve it. Like you mm-hmm. feel like that this is your lot and this is as good as it's going to get. And the answer is, you never have to, like, life is not something that we have to power through and struggle through. Life is beautiful. And the more that you understand about yourself, the richer life becomes, 100%.
Yeah, and also there's the other side where a lot of women, especially, and I think I was part of them a few years ago, where you expect that something is going to come and save you, and like one day all your problems are going to disappear. I don't know, something is going to happen to you. You're not supposed to be in this life. You see what I mean? It's like something is going to happen, whether it's someone or an opportunity or something that is going to completely magically change your whole world. And that is something that once you understand that, no, you have to do the work and you have to hold yourself accountable and no one is going to do it for you. I think it took me some time to realize personally, but then it really changed my life for the better. So, and I know this is something that a lot of people feel as well. So yeah, it can be, oh, let's power it through, or, oh no, I'm in denial. Something will get better magically.
Yeah. Nobody's going to rescue you.
No. I'm going to rescue the person in the mirror.
Absolutely. Yep. Yep. Yep.
That's great. Well, thank you so much for your time and all of your amazing thoughts and all the work that you do, Pascal. It was a pleasure to be speaking with you today.
Lovely to speak with you too. Thank you, Julie.
Thank you so much for listening. Feel free to share if you think it might be helpful to someone you know. If you enjoyed this episode, then please make sure to write a review if you're listening on Apple Podcasts, and subscribe if you haven't already. That's it for me. See you soon with the next episode, and in the meantime, have a lovely day.
Normally, being a little extra might be a bit much, but not when it comes to healthcare. That's why UnitedHealthcare's Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, supplement your primary plan so you manage out-of-pocket costs. Learn more at uh1.com.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. Start getting your best night's sleep in these sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. Try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee. Plus, get 15% off your first order at bollandbranch.com. Code BUTTERY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing.
Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.